All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. You know, every summer people complain they can't sleep because it's hot outside. You're sweating. You wake up. Like, oh, my gosh. You toss and turn. Like, man, it's just hot. Sometimes it's not just the heat. It's your mattress trapping heat all night long. That's why a lot of people have switched to Ghost Bed. Their cooling technology is built right into every mattress. It's not some expensive add-on they try to upsell you on later. It comes with it.
Yeah, I mean, you're not one of those Europoors that doesn't have AC. You've got AC. Why is your mattress ruining the experience? Yeah, I noticed this immediately, the cooling technology there. No more waking up at 2 a.m. feeling like, well, I'm like I was just powerlifting in my sleep. I'm just drenched with sweat. There's a reason hot sleepers are some of Ghostbed's biggest fans. Just read those reviews and you'll see.
Yeah, Ghostbed, by the way, gives you 101 nights. You can try it in your home. That's basically the entire summer. Just to see the difference for yourself. Believe me, you'll feel it and you'll know it. And right now, during their 4th of July sale, they're going to let you in the audience get an extra 10% off. With financing, some of these ghost beds are about a buck a day. Go to ghostbed.com/MBCR. Use the promo code MBCR. That's ghostbed.com/MBCR. Promo code MBCR.
News update, David Van Camp.
Well, an MS Now reporter spotted Justice Clarence Thomas walking around the U.S. Capitol and wanted to know, hey, what are you meeting? Or who are you meeting here? He's like, I'm not going to tell you. And this is, I love the way he handles the press whenever they try to ambush him.
So what are you doing up here?
Oh, just walking.
No meetings in particular?
None that I'm going to tell you about.
Tomorrow's going to be a big day at the court, huh? Final day of decisions?
Oh, I guess so.
You want to give us a sneak peek of some of the decisions?
Nope.
But you can't tell us why you're up here today, who you're meeting with? Who are you meeting with, sir? Were you up here for any particular reason? No info on who you may have been meeting with? Anyone in House GOP leadership? That's who has offices in there. Any matters you were up here discussing?
Gosh.
And he's just chuckling the whole way out. Nope, not going to talk to you about anything.
Oh, gosh. Good for him.
Annoying. Yeah. It's so annoying.
Yeah, it's very much annoying.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Okay, a couple other things. There are a couple of clips we don't have time for. We'll have to get to them tomorrow. One thing that is funny to watch all this stuff with the Democrats and the Democratic Socialists, there's one guy that's saying, you can't let the party devolve into this. It's your old buddy James Carville, that nut.
Yeah.
He's
I heard him say that, yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do this.
He's not having it.
No.
It's happening, old man. Sorry.
Just going to say, that ship sailed. Your relevant ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't matter what you think anymore.
So, and as far as Iran goes, we have like a ceasefire again. I know that there were, you know, attacks back and forth over the weekend where the ceasefire was in jeopardy, which is a head-scratcher in and of itself.
Yeah, it sort of seems like if you're blowing up boats in the Strait of Hormuz, yeah. The ceasefire's over.
Yeah, it's
but
over.
No, it's just in jeopardy, see? And now, the latest ceasefire, stocks are higher. Oil prices went down. So here we go.
Man, that gives me whiplash.
I know. It just seems to kind of go back and forth, and here we go. All right, we got to get the Nimrods. Roll it out.
Are you ready?
One, two, three.
No, Nimrods.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News. Watch out for this one. It's a health insurance scam. It's stealing $80,000 from people. This is in Redmond, Washington, where apparently people are calling people that can speak Chinese. That's what the department there has said.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, the first scam, you get a phone call from a person claiming to be a representative of UnitedHealthcare. Said there was a problem with the insurance plan and the personal information had been compromised. So then these people are transferred to another person who speaks Chinese. All right. And then the victim is contacted on Zoom by somebody dressed as a police officer. And they said, there's a warrant out for your arrest. The only way to resolve this is to wire the money to China.
No, I see.
Dang.
Yeah.
And apparently it's working to the tune of $80,000.
Wow.
And that's Nimrod's in the News.